Hey there, guys. So, today I'm going to start talking about the loss of my mother and how that affected me and how I discovered the lack of resources that people are given when they do lose a loved one. How people just generally don't know how to deal with it and how to deal with you. So I lost my mom to her addiction. She was a long haul alcoholic. There's a lot of pain there. I had to watch her become my mother. Turn into a monster, essentially. She would say terrible, terrible things to me. And it really affected my mental health. I discovered how alcoholism is not really considered neither an addiction nor a disease, which it is. It is a very, very, very powerful disease that people regularly ignore. It's not something to be taken lightly. It takes many, many a life every year, and it's quite shocking that it's so readily ignored in our society. That could have many implications due to the fact that it's alcohol is viewed as a social thing. But it definitely shouldn't be taken as lightly as it is. When I lost my mother, I lost my mind, because grief had become a way of living. You know, her decline in health took about 5 years, and all I knew was grief. It became a day-to-day thing. I didn't know how to live without it. Now, when I did lose her eventually, I lost my identity along as well as losing my mother, and I lost my mind. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know left from right. I wasn't even given the time really to grieve. At that point in time when I lost my mother, I lost her on a Friday, and I was living in Sydney, Australia at the time, and I moved back home on the following Monday. Now, you can imagine the blow. Me being so close to finally moving back to Canada and losing her like that really just was a kick in the teeth. Now, I didn't really know what to do after that. My sanity declined, and partially that was due to the fact that I was drinking excessive amounts of alcohol to cope. Or should I say not coping, because I was hiding my agony and my grief under this layer of fog that I was inducing upon myself every evening. No one said to me at the time, "Oh, you need to stop doing this. You need some help." And at the time, I was not willing to accept it.